What's your name?
My name is Andrew.
Can you describe your school?
It's an integrated school where everyone comes together, no matter what background, what culture, what religion, what ability. We all come together and learn together in one environment. Handsome knowledge. I like going out with my friends. Musical, I play guitar and piano.
My name is Petko. More about my school, I can tell you that it's a Jewish school and it's a part of the Ronald S. Lauder Foundation and World Art. We have a school radio and a school television.
My name is Ohan.
How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Berlin.
What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are Taekwondo.
Oh, cool.
Hello, my name is Mr. Van Oven. I'm the teacher of the 6 children named Ohan, Dilara, Esra, Bushra, and Fatma.
Crossing Barriers, Striving for Harmony is a YCBS project in the frame of which students cross barriers during 1 week in Berlin using microphone. The youngsters interview people from different cultural and professional backgrounds living in various districts. The project participants themselves have interesting backgrounds. Petko is a student from Sofia, attending the Hebrew and English school and making radio in his spare time. Orhan is a student from the Herbert Hoover School in Berlin and is bilingual in Turkish and in German, and he is interested in business. Andrew is a student from Derry, Northern Ireland, planning to continue his education at a university in Scotland. Kurt Van Oven is teaching the students from Herbert Hoover School in Berlin the subject French and music, and he is playing guitar and sings jazz songs.
This is the result of a workshop what we did here in this room in Max 14 here, and every week one time we met each other and started to write.
Boga is a musician, a music producer, a sound engineer, and also a social worker. His passion is to make music videos together with the kids from the wedding district, the place where he lives and works. Even though Boga grew up speaking both Arabic and Turkish at home, the language he uses in his songs and videos is German.
I'm a music producer, audio engineer, but also I love to work with kids and projects, and so I get my license 10 years ago to be a social worker.
I know Boga from the Haus der Jugend, where he takes care of the youngsters every afternoon. During a longer conversation, he explained to me his music work and talked about his friend and rapper Graffiti. Graffiti makes rap, however, he's not an ordinary rapper. He's neither a playboy nor a fairnaut. Graffiti sits in a wheelchair and he's cool because his music is good and his videos funny.
So I only want to show people what I really am, and when I go on stage, and the last track we made, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, it's about this thing when you go on stage and when the light turns on and when you give me a microphone, then I'm only like an actor, and I'm having fun on the stage, and I want to show the people exactly this kind of person in my videos.
Bogan knows graffiti since his childhood. Both men grew up in Berlin-Wilmersdorf, a middle-class neighborhood of Berlin. The friendship with graffiti became deeper during the years because of the music. Fidi writes the lyrics and Boga the music.
What was it? The idea of a friend of mine, Jakob. We sit in an underground station and we watch out the window, and there was a lot of graffitis. And my nickname is the short form from Friedrich ist Fidi. And he graffiti and then Fidi, and so he put a graph in front of Fidi, and so Graffiti was born. So it's yeah.
This is one example for the new album.
There are no East, no West. I said there is egal ob Ost, ob West, and then or pop, ob jazz. So I said, okay, you don't have to choose a side. It's not important if you are black or white or in the East or in the West, or if you're hearing pop or jazz. It's Berlin, and here you can have everything. And when you are here, you are part of Berlin, and you can make party with us together. That's the main message from the song.
I play piano and guitar. A teacher would teach me how to play each, and I've been playing them for many years now, but I don't have a band and I don't want one.
Our studio, it's not big, but there are so many people that I'm lost here between all of the students. Okay, so we have another volunteer, yes.
In Alex's studio are about 15 students. Also, Dilara and Fatma from Berlin are here. Crossing Barriers has a lot of crossing points with the music and contents of music pieces.
Ich mag die Bedeutungen und so.
Can you again tell your name? Introduce yourself a bit.
Mein Name ist Fatma. Ich bin 15 Jahre alt und ich komme aus Berlin-Wedding.
How is for you to does music help you to cross the barriers between other people?
Which music are you listening to?
Bedeutungen. Die Bedeutung.
I like songs about love and friendship.
Music and contents about love bring us together, regardless where we are from and which language we speak or which cultural background we have. Fatma and Dilara attend the Helbe Huwe School in Berlin-Wedding. They are excited to participate in the radio project and to meet young people from Derry and Sofia. At the moment, the most kind thing is to speak in the microphone.
People that who are from Ireland, they were at BBC studio, so you already have some experience with the radio. Maybe somebody can tell about this a little bit.
Yeah, so we did an interview before we came on BBC, and it was a good experience. We talked a bit about the project and what we did.
And we're giving a tour around the radio station and giving some tips of how to put a clip together and just give some advice overall. And they broadcasted our what we were going to be doing on the radio with the local area.
Andrew, Matthew and Jack are from Derry, a city in Northern Ireland. They are students at the Oak Grove Integrated College, Derry. At their college, it does not really matter which religion the students have. That is the good thing about the school, tells me Andrew. In his opinion, friendship cannot depend on the religion. For example, Andrew is an atheist, Matthew is a Protestant, and Jack is a Catholic. But their religious beliefs do not interfere with their friendship.
And my parents are mixed, one Catholic, one Protestant. So I've been brought up in a lack of religion. But when I went to school, I went to an integrated school. So there was no religion forced upon me. So I got to learn about other religions. At weekends, I would hang out with my friends in the city centre. The city centre is also neutral. There isn't a overpowering religion there either. I live in an area called Caw, and I don't know why it's called Caw, but it's in the Waterside, which would be predominantly Protestant. I think it's called Caw just because of the geographical position of it. It's a very old name, so I'm not really sure about the history.
I live in the outskirts of the city side in Derry. I would normally go out to the cinema or go into the city centre. That's, like Andrew says, pretty mature area. Both sides all come together and we all go out with each other in that area. Same goes for the cinema. Everybody joins together in the cinema. There's no cinema in the Waterside, so everybody comes over to someone on the city side and that brings people together, so it does. The Free Dairy Corner is located in the Bog Side in the city centre. It's just outside the town. You could walk there from the town in a few minutes. It's about 10 minutes from my house, so it is. And it's a very popular tourist attraction in Derry.
Is it difficult to crossing the barriers between students from, I don't know, from Ireland, yes, and from Berlin? How is it for you?
Well, it's not difficult because they are really friendly. We try to be friendly too. So it all goes pretty easy. First of all, I'm from Bulgaria, from Sofia, and my name is Petko, and I am really fascinated by everything I've seen so far. Things are so different here from back home. And because it's the first time I actually leave my country, everything just seems so amazing. And I'm just speechless because it's all new, it's all different. But in the same time, you see really many crossing points between what you see every day in your country and what it is here.
First impressions of Berlin are lovely. It's a really nice city. Lots of culture, lots of different religions. I've enjoyed learning about the different religions. We went to a museum of youth and we got to see all the different cultures that live in a certain community in Berlin. I've forgotten the name. Schöneberg.
The youth museum in the district of Schöneberg is very impressive because it is not like normal one. Here the students of the radio project can get in touch with people from different cultures who have chosen Schöneberg and Berlin as their home place and represent their culture in a very interesting way.
Ich heiße Sabine Ostermann.
Und was machen Sie hier?
Ich arbeite ja als Museumspädagogin im Jugendmuseum Schöneberg.
Ist es Ihr Hobby?
Nee, das ist mein Beruf. Also damit verdiene ich auch mein Geld.
Macht es Ihnen Spaß?
Es macht mir meistens sehr, sehr viel Spaß.
Sabine is a media pedagogue who is working with young people there. She's talking with Dilara, Bushra and Fatma about her passion to work at the museum. Sabine has graduated in theater and museum science in the Netherlands and afterward she moved to Berlin. Dilara, Fatma and Bushra are talking with Sabine about the museum. They stay in one of its rooms, which is a part of the exposition. Are there currently inhabitants living there? Yes and no. Yes, because a part of the museum called Villa Global is a floor with many closed parts. They are arranged with artifacts by people who live in Schönerberg, but are originally from different countries, mainly from Turkey, Ghana, USA, Israel, Poland, Russia, and others. In that way, they represent to the visitors a typical atmosphere of houses from their cultures. And no, because in fact nobody lives in the second floor of this museum.
She has a dress for communion, and she was celebrating her communion in Berlin, but her grandmother couldn't come to visit, so she sent her a package, which... And the package contained a small model of a bird, a stork, and a piece of jewellery made by Gold.